guys, and welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast. I'm so excited that you are here and that you are listening. Praise God. He's just been so faithful. It's crazy because I've just definitely seen the fruit of, you know, this podcast and how he's growing it and just the work that he's doing in it. And he's just really been in the midst of this. And so I'm just so thankful to God. I'm so excited to be here, that you guys are here, that you're here listening, because I know that the Lord has sent you to be here. You know, it's never by coincidence. The Lord is sovereign and in control of all things. So just thank you, Jesus. Just thank you. But yeah, so today we are going to get into, so if you listened to my episode yesterday or if you watched it, super crazy episode. The enemy was attacking me in the middle of my episode. Like, and I just fully put it out there for educational purposes that you guys would be able to see the spiritual warfare that was actually happening. It was crazy because if you're watching it, there's actually two different sides where you see that there's you know, I'm speaking about spiritual warfare while it's happening. So it's like there's two different things that you can, you know, see and learn from. And so the Lord was in control of the entire thing the entire time. You know, it's not coincidence that it happened in that time. So God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Anyways, so today I'm just having a really blessed day and I'm really excited to get into the conversation today. But before doing that, and before I say what we're even going to speak about, I'm just going to go ahead and let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this day, God. We thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, that we would be reconciled back to you, Lord God, that we would be able to have a relationship with you, Lord Jesus, and just to know you so intimately, Lord God, and just that we would be able to have a peace of mind in this evil and wicked, fallen world, Lord God. You are the one good thing, Lord Jesus, the center of all things. And so I just thank you for who you are, for that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that you are just so constant and just so reliable, and that you are just the one thing that we can trust, Lord God. And so I just thank you that you are all of that, and that you, in you, we have all that we need, Lord Jesus. So I just thank you that you are just everything, that you just are the great I am. I just pray, Lord God, that you would just bless this podcast, bless this episode, Lord Jesus, that you would decrease my flesh and increase in your spirit, and just fully have your way with this episode, Lord God, that you would bring people to hear this, Lord God, the people who you desire to have here to hear this podcast, Lord God. I pray that you would bring here, that you would lead them here, Lord God, to hear this, for those who need to hear this word. And I just pray, Lord God, that you would just silence the enemy, Lord God, and all distractions, any delay that the enemy may be trying to send to this podcast while I'm in the middle of my episodes, Lord Jesus. I just pray that you would remove, Lord God, I, by the authority given to me in the name of Jesus, I bind and I rebuke any demonic spirit that is going to try to come up against me and come up against what the Lord is doing in the midst of this podcast, Lord God. I also want to cover the brother or sister who is across the screen listening, Lord God, as you have led them to be here, Lord Jesus. I just pray that you would cover them, Lord God, under your protection from the crown of their head to the soles on their feet, Lord God, in the blood of Jesus. Just consecrate them and separate them from the world, Lord God, that they would be able to hear this message, Lord Jesus. And just have your way with this, Lord God. But I rebuke anything that the enemy is going to try to do right now. I cancel all of his plans and plots and schemes against us and against your daughter or son who is on the other side of this screen. But I thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you. We love you. And we pray all of these things in your precious holy name. Amen. Amen. All right, guys. So let's get into it. So yesterday we talked about spiritual warfare. And if you've seen the pattern with this season, it's been a lot about the effects of sin. We've talked about free will. We've talked about grace. We've talked about spiritual warfare and the attacks. We've seen an attack. So there's just so much that has been going on. I think we're definitely hitting some really deep spots, you know, talking about battle and the war that we're constantly in. You know, we are all in a different season in our life, right? With God. God ultimately is the one that's in control of all of our seasons. And so in the season, there is always a certain battle that we are facing because the enemy is going to constantly attack us wherever it is, whatever season it is that God has us in, right? There's always some form of attack and things that we're dealing with. And so I think it's this entire season has just been a blessing because we get to learn and, you know, talk about these things that are not talked about on a day-to-day basis, where it's like, we have to have a knowledge of, you know, the truth of God, right? And ultimately, we have to have a knowledge of the battle that we are in order to steward over the things that God is wanting to do in our lives, right? In order to have a peace of mind, regardless of the current season that God is having us in, right? So there's just so much to talk about, and there's so many things that need to be said, right? Ultimately, so people can be brought to the kingdom, right? But also that people would have a knowledge of just the truth and just the war that we are in and the world that we live in, right? You live in this world, you got to know about it. So we're going to tell you all a little secrets. But yeah, so with that being said, today we're going to be talking about division, right? And so there's so many different ways to look at this. So we're going to, of course, always look at it in the context of, you know, on the side of God, right? And how the Lord will also cause division, right? But also how the enemy, how there is also spiritual warfare, and how to discern, is this a division that God is causing, or is this a division that the enemy is causing, okay? And you guys have to excuse me, I'm catching a cold, so I might sound a little crusty on here. Excuse me. Anyways, so yeah, so let's go ahead and let's talk about it. So with division, so we'll see division in, you know, our relationships, in our friendships, with our family relationships, right? There's division, all sorts of division that the Lord will allow us to go through, right? That sometimes the Lord was separating certain relationships, certain friendships for a season, ultimately to isolate us, right? To keep us in, to keep us isolated with Him, that He would be able to do an inner work within us where He is either healing us or bringing a restoration, even if it doesn't look like it, right? Or sometimes He's just drawing us an alone to have alone time with Him, right? So that we would be able to be taught by the Holy Spirit and just fully be in God's presence, right? So we have to be able to discern, is this something that God is, you know, is God is causing this division? Or is this something that the enemy is causing, right? Because the enemy will also cause division. It's also important to know that, so the Lord will separate us, just as the Lord will separate the wheat from the chaff, right? He's going to separate us from the world, right? He's going to separate His children and those who walk with Him from the world, okay? So just as the Lord will, He will separate us, right? He calls us to be separated in this world. The Lord will do this, right? So this is an example of the Lord's division of how He will separate us, right? But He also separates us in certain seasons. And so we have to know that when God is causing a separation, anything in your own strength that you are trying to do to either keep that friendship together, keep that relationship together, or whatever it is, you're going to start to see God's control on it, that it is just not happening. When something is feeling forced, then you know, well, this is not, you know, God is not in the midst of this. He's not bringing this together. He's actually separating it. And if He is separating it, and we're able to see that, we're able to discern that, okay, God is the one that is removing this friendship right now, okay? We have to come to Him and know, in order to know, you know, is this something that is temporary, or is this something that is forever, or what is it that you're doing, Lord, you know? But if God is the one that's doing it, it gives us a peace of mind that, okay, it's okay. I trust that God is going to do something. God is doing something. He's the one that's causing this. So if He's causing this, there's a bigger picture here. There's something else that God is doing behind the scenes, and I need to submit to God right now so that I would be able to have an understanding of what He's currently doing in this friendship, of what He's currently doing in this relationship, so that I would be able to move forward and walk boldly and confidently where God has me right now, okay? Because another thing is that when God is separating and causing, you know, a division, right? Whether it's for a season or whether it's long-term, a lot of the times we're not looking at things through by the Spirit, right? We're supposed to walk by the Spirit. We're not supposed to walk by what we see, right? So we walk by faith and not by sight. So when you're walking by sight and you're looking at, you know, oh my gosh, this friendship I've had for 10 plus years just ended, or this relationship that I've been in for so long, this long, you know, this long lasting relationship that I've been in has just ended. What is going on here? We start to panic, right? We're starting to focus on what things look like rather than what God is doing, okay? And when we submit to God, this is where the peace is, because there is a peace that, okay, regardless of what things look like, if this relationship, friendship, if this family relationship is being separated from me right now, God is in control. What is it that I need to focus on so that I would be able to have a peace of mind regardless of all the chaos and regardless of what things may look like right now in this season, okay? When we submit to God, this is where the peace is for just everything, literally, literally everything. Our joy is found in the Lord and in the Lord alone. So if your joy is going to be found in that friendship or that relationship that the Lord is separating, that is going to be something that is going to, that's going to be harmful to us, right? That's going to be, we're going to be hurt. That's where there's going to be pain, right? Because our joy is supposed to be found in God alone. And if our joy is found in something that is an eternal, which, right, the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus is an eternal being. If our joy is found in something that is eternal, then our joy will also be eternal. We will be eternally at peace, eternally filled with joy, with the joy of the Lord, right? So it's so important that we fix our mind and our eyes on Jesus, that we would have a peace of mind that surpasses human understanding, regardless of all the things that we are facing, that we would be so at peace that it doesn't matter. You know, God, what do you want? What are you doing right now in this friendship? What are you doing in this season of my life right now? What are you doing in this relationship? Oh, you're gonna prune me. Oh, you're ridding of this idol that I had over this relationship, over this friendship. You're ridding off of that, off of me. Thank you, because those things were keeping me in a cycle of, you know, not having a peace, that not having an eternal peace, right? So, and that's another thing, just about the character of God. A lot of the times, God will also remove certain things, and it's just temporary. And not always, right? This is the reason why we have to discern. But a lot of the times, God is going to remove certain things in order that he would rid of this idol that we are having, right? Or sometimes he has to shape us, right? That we would be able to steward over it correctly. Sometimes we're not stewarding over our friendships and over our relationships correctly in the way that God wants us to, right? And if God is not in the middle of it, it is going to fall apart. It's going to fall apart. In its due timing, it will fall apart. So sometimes, because God is so good and he wants to protect you and he wants to protect that relationship, that friendship, he has to separate it, right? In order to strengthen it, right? So sometimes, a lot of the times when these things look dead, it's actually where God gets the glory, because he's the one that revives it and brings it back to life. And he's the one that's doing a restoration behind the scenes that we don't even understand right in the moment, until later on we see the work that the Lord has done in order for it to come back together. Okay. There's just so many different things of just, it just shows God's character and his goodness, that he wants to bless us. He wants to give us all of the good things that our heart desires, but there's an order in which that has to happen. And it first starts with submission, with submitting to him. When we submit to him, that's where we allow him to teach us, to prune us, to shape us. And he does an inner work within us where now he's like, okay, now is a time for this reconciliation to happen, where I'm going to bring back this relationship. I'm going to bring back this friendship, or I'm going to bring back this family relationship that is founded on me, because both of these people or multiple of these people, this group of people have done the inner work, have spent this alone time with me, where now it's safe to proceed. Now you can come back together. Now you can grow and grow together in grace and work on in this relationship, this friendship, this family relationship, this marriage, whatever it is. Now is the time for you to come together, because I am in the middle of it. I am the center of your life. I am the center of their life. Now we can come together, and now we can walk together, right? So two cannot walk together unless they agree to meet, right? I think that's Amos, maybe. What is that verse? I'm going to look it up, because I need to start memorizing these verses for you guys. So two cannot walk together unless they agree. Yeah, so Amos 3:3. So Amos 3:3 says, do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? So absolutely. So it's like, if you are wanting a godly relationship, a godly friendship, you cannot ever walk together if you are completely different roads, right? So just as like the narrow road and the wide road, right? The narrow road walking with Christ, the wide road walking with the enemy. These are two completely different roads. So if you're literally picturing it like an intersection, right? You are completely opposites. You're not walking together, and it's literally because you're on different roads. You're not able to. And it's not because of you. It's not because of the person, that friendship, right? It's because of what the Word of God says. The Word of God is the truth. So it just is. It's just that way, whether we want it to be that way or not. You know, you can try to have friendships and build your relationships on, and you're walking with God, or your friend, your partner, your spouse, they're not walking with God, you're going to see that there's a division there. Okay. You're just not able to. So that's exactly what division looks like when the Lord is separating the wheat from the chaff. That's what it's going to look like. But there's also division that the enemy causes. Okay. And so this is what I kind of wanted to get into actually originally. I'm talking a lot about spiritual warfare, or the Lord has been leading me to talk about spiritual warfare all throughout this season. So excuse me, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm so crusty right now. This cold is not going to stop me though from getting this word to pass. So anyways, but yeah, so I've been trying to, you know, get in talking about the spiritual warfare and just the truth and the tactics of the enemy. We have to know it in order to discern, you know, and know what current season that we're in and what God is doing and what the enemy is trying to do and how the enemy is trying to attack us and the things God is doing in our lives, right? So one thing that the enemy will do is just as the Lord, right? So sorry, I'm gathering my thoughts. You can literally hear me just jumping back and forth. And it's because in my thoughts, in my mind, I have all these different things that I want to say. And so I jump all over the place. Holy Spirit, help me and take over. Anyways, so the enemy, just as the Lord, so the enemy will cause division in the same way that the Lord will, right? But the enemy has his own agenda. So I always say that the enemy is a copycat spirit, right? He's not a creator. The Lord is the creator. He's a destroyer. So he will only mimic what God is doing and put his own twist on it, right? To deceive people. He will put his own demonic twist on it, and it comes as an angel of light so that people would be deceived and it would be like, oh, this could possibly be from God. And whole time it's the enemy, right? So we have to know, because the enemy is very strategic in the way that the Lord is very strategic with us. So one thing that the enemy will do is he will cause division in the things that God is doing, right? So one thing that I've definitely learned with the enemy is that the enemy will, in relationships and in friendships that the Lord is actually bringing together, those relationships and those friendships are going to be attacked, right? Because the enemy knows that this relationship or this friendship is going to bear fruits, meaning that it's going to bring people to the kingdom. People are going to pay attention to this relationship, this friendship, and there's going to be eyes drawn to it. And if there's going to be eyes that are drawn to it, there's going to be eyes drawn to Jesus. And if eyes are drawn to Jesus, people are going to come into a faith. They're going to come to a knowledge of the truth, and they're going to leave me. They're going to leave the kingdom of darkness and start walking in the light, right? And this is exactly what the enemy doesn't want. Anything that is of God is going to bear fruit. Anything that is gonna that has God in the middle of it is going to be holy, and it's going to be protected under God, right? And so the enemy wants to attack it. He wants to destroy it, right? And so one thing that the enemy will do is, like, if you're having a relationship or a marriage, or if you are having a friendship that is founded on Jesus, you are going to see that it is going to be attacked. You're going to start to see the enemy trying to destroy it, right? So it is just so important that we are able to steward over, what it is that God is doing, that we have a knowledge of God and have an understanding of God's character. Because when we have an understanding of God's character, you will be able to see really quickly, this is not God. This is not God's doing. This is the enemy. Oh, this is an attack, because this is not how the Lord operates. This is not the Lord's character. This is not how the Lord moves. So if this is not God, then this is the enemy. This is an attack from the enemy, okay? And thank you, Jesus, right? Praise God for giving us authority over the enemy, because there's a real enemy in this world who doesn't want us to have the abundant life that Jesus died to give us, right? He doesn't want us to have those things. he doesn't want us to know the authority that we have, right? So he's a snake. He's just a snake. There's like no other really way to describe it. sorry, guys. So let me get a sip of my water really quick. Pause. She's back and better than ever. All right. Yeah, so back to what I was saying. So just as the Lord will cause division, the enemy will also cause division. But when God is, what God is bringing together, the enemy is going to try to separate it. Okay, he doesn't want that. Once again, because it's going to bear fruit. Ultimately, the bigger picture is that it's going to lead other people to the kingdom. So the enemy doesn't want that. But the enemy also doesn't want you to have the blessings that God has for you. So if God has a friendship that maybe you've been praying for so long, and you're like, God, I need a godly friendship. I need a godly, you know, a sister, a godly brother who is going to be able to walk with me, that I feel so lonely. You know, it's a narrow road and not everybody is choosing to go on the narrow road. So a lot of the times the walk is very lonely, and we have to consistently seek the Lord that he would bring people, right? The right people to us. And so when the Lord does do that, and he does bring us like that answered prayer, that friendship that we've been waiting for so long, it's because, first of all, his timing was right. So in the Lord's timing, he makes it happen for us, right? And it's in his timing that, you know, now we're able to steward over that friendship correctly. We're able to protect it, right? Because God is in the middle of it. I lost my train of thought. Okay. So the enemy will also attack that, right? Because he doesn't want you to have the blessings of God, right? Because this friendship has come to, you know, as an answered prayer. So it's a blessing to you. He doesn't want you to have the blessings, right? He doesn't want any of that. He doesn't want any, the Lord is about community and about fellowship. He doesn't want that for you. He wants you to be separated, right? And not in a way that the Lord wants us to be separated to spend time with him. He wants you to be separated so that he would be able to attack you. So God has his own plan and agenda for, or his own plan and will for seasons of isolation. So does the enemy. And in your seasons of isolation, where he's causing a division, right? Where he's attacking a relationship or a friendship or whatever it is, right? The enemy is doing that so he could get you alone, so that he could attack you, right? Whether this is a division that the enemy caused or this is the separation that God has caused. If God has caused a separation, the enemy is also going to attack that, because he knows that if God caused it, okay, well, that means God is trying to reach them right now. God is trying to birth something new within them right now, okay? Because a lot of the times too, when God is causing a separation in our relationships, it's because the friendship or the relationship, whatever it is, might look dead, right? It might look like, oh my gosh, how is this friendship going to move forward? How is this relationship going to move forward? How is this going to come back together? It looks impossible. And it's because God is going to get the glory, right? So there's always right when Jesus died, he resurrected, right? And he came back to life, right? It looked dead. People had lost hope. Everybody's crying, right? It looks like it was impossible. How is this going to happen? How is he going to resurrect from the dead? It's the same thing in these relationships, you know, when God is going to get the glory, something that looks dead, he's going to bring it back to life ultimately. So he gets the glory for all of it, right? And the enemy doesn't want that, okay? So he knows that in the seasons of isolation and in the seasons where God is separating us, that this is going to be exactly where God is going to get the glory. So he's like, bam, I got to attack them. I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to send my demons here. I got to do this. He has to put an end to it in any way that he possibly can. He is going to attack it because he knows what God is doing. The enemy knows the word of God also, okay? He knows the word of God. So he's going to do the exact same thing, right? He knows how God moves also, right? He doesn't know everything that God is doing, right? But because he is not all-knowing, God is, but he has an understanding of God. And so he has an understanding of, okay, this is what God is doing right now in this season where his son or daughter is separated right now, isolated, spending all this alone time with them. I need to attack. Now is the time to attack. Okay. He also knows. So you can already expect that when you are being separated in these seasons, that and God is drawing you to spend all of this alone time with him, that, yeah, it's going to be a blessing because there's so much that the Holy Spirit is going to be teaching you, right? And there's something new that the Lord is bringing you into, right? But you can already 100%, 100,000% expect that you are going to be attacked, okay? You are going to be attacked. And you could already, and that's another sign too. That's just a sign of breakthrough. When God is about to do something new in your life, the enemy panics. He's running out of time, okay? The enemy is running out of time for Jesus to return. The enemy is running out of time because he knows that you're about to reach your breakthrough. he's running out of time period, because the Lord Jesus is returning very, very soon. So even with our blessings, he knows that he's running out of time. So he panics. And this is when the warfare is intensified, because he's like, oh my gosh, they're about to step into their promised land. Oh my gosh, the Lord is about to bless them. These are the signs of it. The enemy also knows the signs of it, okay? So I hope this serves as a comfort to you guys, because when you're being attacked, okay, and it's because you're walking with God, right? And you're being obedient to what God is telling you to do, and you start to be attacked, you can take this as a blessing in disguise, because this is a huge sign of not only the end times, right? Because we're living in the end times, we're living in the last days, we're not going to get there, but this is a huge sign that you are about to break through, that you are about to cross over into the blessing that God has for you, that you are about to walk boldly into the promised land, okay? That you are about to walk out of that season of isolation and right into the season that God has for you, right? Into the next new thing. So the isolation season, I know this episode isn't really about that, but the isolation season is a huge blessing within itself, because it's ultimately preparing us to walk into the blessing that God has for us, right? There's just so many things. God is just so good. Every single time I talk about all of these different things, I always go right back to God is so good, because it's like there really is, like, he just is. He's just so good. He's just so good. Like, he even makes us like laugh at the enemy, because it's like there's nothing that the enemy can do to us. There's nothing that the enemy can do to us. We really do have all authority over him. Anyways, so I just really felt led to talk about this. I feel like it's so important to protect the relationships that God gives us, and not only protect the relationships that God gives us, right? But also have an understanding of, you know, when we have our own relationship with God, this is where it's important, okay? Because now we have an understanding of all of these things, right? That's ultimately where the protection, God is the protection. So when you have God, you are going to be protected. Versus having a friendship or a relationship that is, you know, you're maybe focusing on God and the other person is not focusing on God, there's always going to be some type of battle there. There's always going to be some type of battle, because God isn't in the middle of it. God has to be in the middle of it, meaning that both parties have to be having God in the middle of it. And that means individually in their own lives. It doesn't mean just, oh, this person has God in the middle of it, this person doesn't. Now this person is leaning on the other person, and in a sense, that becomes their idol. That becomes God. That's going to be a division with himself. God is going to separate that eventually in his own timing, because God has to be the center of it. God has to be God. God has to be your God. God has to be their God. Okay? So this is what the Lord will do. But yeah, I think we're going to go ahead and we're going to close that right here. God is just so good. You guys are going to get so tired of hearing me say that, but it's just so true. We serve a really good God. But I pray that this blesses you guys today, and that it reached every single person that the Lord intended for this message to reach. But I love you all with the love of Jesus Christ, and I can't wait to speak to you guys the next time the Lord releases me. Love you with the love of Christ. Bye. God bless.